With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Paul Goldschmidt and the Diamondbacks host the Marlins with a chance to lock up a wild card berth, but things are not going so swimmingly in the fourth inning with Brian Anderson at the plate.
High ball, right field. J.D. Martinez on the run. He won't get there. One hops the wall. Realmuto will score, and it's 2-0 Marlins. Moore has to stop at third. RBI double for Brian Anderson.
Ladies and gentlemen, please turn your attention to DBTV. Fans with losses today by the St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers. The D-backs have clinched a spot in the 2017 postseason and will play in the wild card game on Wednesday, October 4th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at dbacks.com/postseason.
Chris Herrmann hits one deep right field. It's gone. The Herrmannator, that's number 10. D-backs on the board. Hit. Here comes Goldie, and we're tied at two. Fly ball, left field. There it is. Let's celebrate Arizona. The road to the National League pennant in 2017 begins right here in Phoenix. Win number 90 as J.D. Martinez walks it off.
3-2 Diamondbacks is your final. J.D. Martinez delivers the first walk-off hit of his Major League career, and the Diamondbacks now know that they will host the NL Wild Card game at Chase Field on Wednesday, October 4th. So Torey Lovello leads the Diamondbacks to their first postseason berth since 2011 in his first season at the helm.
It's hard to describe. I don't know. I probably compartmentalize things, and I'm going to get in there and celebrate with the guys, and that's when it'll hit me. You know, you work so hard. You do all that you can on a daily basis to make these moments happen, and I'm going to enjoy every piece of this that I possibly can. That's what I really am. I'm a parent to every one of these guys, and I love them like my own children. So the fact that we connected and we bonded, we became a family, you could see the emotion out there. A bunch of guys were really exposing themselves and being intimate at the right time throughout the course of the season, and it came together at one great moment there for us.
Another man can call his first year in Phoenix a very successful one. That's the Diamondbacks general manager, the 41-year-old Mike Hazen.
We looked at this roster and you know, trying to set aside what happened in the past. You know, we did see a lot of talent in the offseason, and I think, you know, credit to those, you know, Stu and KT and Josh Burns before that brought a lot of these players on us, and we're very fortunate to reap the rewards of their hard work. They took over in spring training and started to send that message of wanting to win, that we weren't just here to play out a schedule. If you're going to play baseball, you have to play to win. And, you know, it's not that simple, but we started with that message, and the guys really bought into everything that they were talking about.
J.D. Martinez continues to prove himself one of the most important midseason pickups in baseball history. The right-hander goes 2-for-5 on Sunday. He's batting .300 for the year.
We're grinders. Go up there and grind every at-bat out. Don't give anyone away, because you never know what might happen. You know, this is just the beginning. There's still a long way to go. So, you know, right now I know we're going to celebrate. We're going to enjoy this. It's awesome. But, you know, we got our goal in mind, and that's, you know, go to the World Series and win it. That's all we talk about. You know, that's all everybody in here wants to talk about is let's get to that postseason. Let's pop champagne. I want to burn my eyes with the champagne, you know, stuff like that. So it's exciting.
Paul Goldschmidt, the Diamondback slugger, will finally return to the postseason. He batted .438 in his only prior postseason series.
You know, we've been working really hard. You go into the offseason, your goal is to find a way to get in the playoffs. So, you know, we're one step closer. We want to win the World Series. We want to keep going, but definitely just enjoy it now. I mean, we were just trying to win as many games as we could, but we knew this last week, if we could play well, we could, you know, bring it here. And, you know, no matter who we play, it's tough. The other three, four teams are really good, so it'll be definitely a tough challenge.
Diamondbacks reliever Andrew Chafin retired the only man he faced on Sunday, and the left-hander is excited for his first taste of October baseball.
We've all worked as hard as we could all season to try to put ourselves in this position, and we've been fortunate enough to be able to do so. And you can just see how happy we are to do that. Since day one of the season, it's like we were family and we were expecting this to happen. And, you know, everybody united for one common goal. I mean, it's something we worked for the whole year, and we're just, as you can tell, just really happy and excited to continue in the offseason or postseason.
The Diamondbacks will open up their final regular season home series on Monday night at Chase Field. Zach Godley makes the start.